Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest went to heaven and was given books to read on how to pierce the veil so that the Father's blessings can come upon us. How many of you would like to learn what he read in heaven? Interested? Yes. I have my friend Tony Kemp here. And Tony and I have an amazing experience together. You see, Tony pastored for some 20 years, and he saw some people healed, but he didn't really see breakthrough miracles. And then he found out about It's Supernatural Television, started going over our archives. How many hours a day did you sometimes look at these archives?
At least 6 and 8 hours a day, and sometimes more.
What caused you to do that? I mean, the average person isn't going to do that, Tony.
I was very frustrated, Sid. In about 26 years of ministry, I only saw about 100 people saved, 10 people healed, and they were minor conditions, headaches, backaches. And I was really, really frustrated, and I felt stuck. And I know this is an experience that people have in their personal lives, and I knew that there was more. And so I just happened to come across your program, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said, you need to study this program and get the revelation of my word, and I will cause breakthroughs to happen in your life and in your ministry.
I just rattle off a few types of healings you're seeing that happen normally when you speak.
We've seen the blind see, the deaf hear, people get up out of wheelchairs and walk, tumors and growths disappear, supernatural weight loss, metal disappear from people's bodies, metal turn to bone, body parts appear where they're not even there.
How about the dead being raised? You've had 5 dead people came back to life.
Yes.
Tell me about one, especially someone that saw something when they were dead and reported on it.
Yes, I ministered to a woman. She had a boyfriend who was not even saved at the time, and I gave a prophetic word that her boyfriend was going to get saved and he was going to come to know the Lord. 1 month later, he literally dies. When he dies, this prophetic word, I like to say it this way, the Father's blessing and this powerful prophetic word that came from Yeshua was over his life. When his spirit leaves his body, he meets Yeshua, who begins to show him by pictures the sins of his life, and he literally repents. And he gives his heart to the Lord. And Jesus says, it's not your time. I'm going to send you back to earth, and you're going to be a witness for me. He literally comes back to life, and then he comes to the church, and he has given his testimony of how Jesus became his Lord and Savior and raised him back to life.
Now, something that is amazing is, can you imagine what kind of witness this is? This isn't someone saying, I hope there's a heaven and maybe you can go there too. No, when experience trumps any argument there is. But you have gone, you've literally gone to heaven. Tell me about the time that you went to heaven and you saw the records.
Yes, I was in a church service, and all of a sudden I began to feel my spirit lift, and I went into a heavenly vision. And I found myself in a place, I'll call it a room, it was very much like a library. The floor was white, and it had silver, and there were tables and chairs there, and there was an angel there that had a scroll. And I got a chance to see a few pages of the scroll that would reveal the Father's blessing, supernatural breakthrough, and how believers can get their prayers answered and how they can see miracles.
This may be a dumb question, but I'm curious. Was the scroll printed? Was it in cursive?
Well,
was it in another language?
No, it had to be in English so that I could read it. but I just read the words and then just began to follow the instructions. This is what I've learned, Sid, that before the Father is going to give you a miracle, He gives you an instruction to follow, which is interesting because what people call the law is really the Torah, the instruction.
I know the law has a negative connotation. The instructions have a positive connotation.
Yeah, because it's the Father's giving instructions for our benefit to bring His blessing, supernatural breakthroughs in our lives, and so that He can present Himself so that we can know Him through Yeshua.
Well, when we come back, how would you like to find out the Father's instructions so you can pierce the veil and that you can walk in the fullness of the blessings that God intended for you? I can't wait to find out some of these keys. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I'll tell you, I meet so many people, and most I don't know that well, although we do our due diligence and our research. But Tony Kemp I know well. I've known him a number of years. He's on our board of directors. So when he tells me something, I believe it. Tony, you actually had a visitation from an angel of breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Yes, I was actually in the state of Georgia. I was in a hotel room and this angel appears. It was a surprise. And he let me know that he was there on assignment and that his purpose was to bring the purpose of God into my life and in the life of every person that the Father wants to bless. And he let me know his reason for being and that there were many, many breakthrough angels. Because in Chronicles 14, David had a battle with the enemy and he defeated the enemy and he called the name of the place the Lord God of the Breakthrough. And he talked about how God would go before him and clear the way. When the Father's blessing comes into a life or a marriage or family or finances, God the Father sends this angel that clears all demonic interference out of the way. And so then heaven lands on earth, the resources of heaven come, and so there's tremendous blessing and breakthrough.
Okay, when you were in heaven, you were in the area where the book of Ephesians talks about, mm-hmm. that we are seated in heavenly places. You really were seated there, but you had a revelation, uh-huh. on breakthrough and on, tell me about what God taught you about being seated together. I've read that so many times, mm-hmm. in the book of Ephesians, and I'm thinking, well, I'm there and yet I'm here. Mm-hmm. He's in me here, I'm in Him there. I kind of ponder that a lot. Mm-hmm. Help me.
Yes, even though my feet are on the earth because the Messiah lives in me, Colossians 1:27, the Messiah in you, the hope of glory. Even though my feet are on the earth, I'm in a heavenly place. And because I live in the Messiah Jesus, I don't live from earth to heaven. I live from heaven to earth.
What has God shown you about time? You see, my understanding is once we leave this earth suit, we go into a realm with no time. How does that affect us here?
Well, here's interesting. Since I am in the Messiah Jesus and I'm positioned in heaven with Him, here's the truth. When heaven invades earth, whenever God's going to do a miracle, whenever the Father's going to release a blessing and a breakthrough, He suspends time, or He turns it back, or He supernaturally accelerates it forward. Just look at Moses, who is in the Panim. He's in the face of the presence of God. He literally goes 80 days without drinking anything or eating anything. That's impossible unless where he is, time has stopped. And the
sons... I never thought about it. That is brilliant. I love it.
I read it in the book. And the sons of Israel...
You read this in the book in heaven?
In heaven.
Wow.
So then the sons of Israel, when God takes them through the desert, you'll notice this. The Father breaks the law of time and He breaks the law of physics. Their clothes never wear out. Their shoes never wear out. Here's what's amazing. Their children are growing and the clothes are growing with their children. The shoes are growing with their children. And so the Father's blessing is He provides whatever it is you need it, and He will break the law of time and the law of physics to provide it for you.
Now, you teach something that everyone should know, but very few people know this. And that is children, all children, make judgments on their parents. And then they become a believer later in life and they forget the judgments they've made on their parents. What effect does it have on them?
Well, yes, what the enemy does is the enemy uses these judgments, these bitter judgments, on the sons and daughters to bring them into a form of captivity, because the fifth commandment in the Torah says, honor your father and your mother. Well, somebody will say, you know, I had such a bad father, such a bad mother, there's no way I could honor them. But here's what that father or mother did, no matter how bad they were. Maybe they were neglectful, maybe they were abusive, maybe they were hard and harsh, but they gave you a gift called life. They were the person that the Father used to bring you into the earth. And if you just honor them for that, you honor God. And when you honor God and honor that parent and you forgive that parent and you reverse your judgment, the enemy can no longer hold you in captivity and he can bring a blessing. And so if people will look at their parents and say, you know what, I forgive you. The vow that I made, I reverse it and I let it go. The Father will heal their heart, release them from captivity, and the blessing will come upon them.
What about something so simple as you look in the mirror and you say, I hate the way my nose looks. I hate the way my face looks. I hate the way my body looks. Judging ourselves, does that affect us?
Oh, absolutely. I was in the state of Louisiana. I was ministering to a woman, and she had 60% bone losses and was in pain. And I prayed for her, nothing happened, but I had a revelatory moment because the Father loved her so much. And the Father said this to me. He said, when she was young, she had an abortion. She repented and I forgave her, but she has never forgiven herself. She had judged herself. She got into self-rejection and self-hatred. And the Father said, bring this up to her. She goes into tears. When she reverses her judgment on herself, she instantly gets healed. And I have seen so many people, said physically healed, mentally healed, emotionally healed, not just when they forgive, because that's one part of it, but when they reverse their judgment on their parents or on a pastor or on an older brother or sister, or a step-parent.
Or you just pointed out, of themselves.
Of themselves.
Yeah, like, I did something horrible 10 years ago. I know God's forgiven me, but I still feel bad about that. What would you say?
And see, the Father no longer has judged that person because they're forgiven. But now I need to take the judgment of the Father on me, which is, it's forgiven. It's washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's a Passover. In other words, I'm bringing you out of Egypt into the land of milk and honey. I'm bringing you out of captivity into freedom and liberty. It's as if that never happened. You know, the scripture says this. It says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far the sins, my sins are taken away. Well, how far do you go east before you go west? You never get there. And so when I make that judgment, I agree with the Father, all of a sudden I'm released.
Well, I am so excited. When we come back, I'm going to have Tony pray some of the prayers that he was taught the principles of in this book he read in heaven. I want him to pray it over you. But I am just doubly excited because this is the key you've been looking for your whole family. You see how dysfunctional it is. Well, you know that's not what God wants. I believe it's a divine appointment. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
call now and get Tony Kemp's revelatory five-part audio CD series, Piercing the Veil for the Father's Blessing. Plus, as a special bonus, you will receive the Father's Blessing prayer card. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9377. Through Tony Kemp's five-part audio CD teaching series, you will understand that the blessings and promises that were given to Israel have been the result of the Father's blessing. Begin to experience an impartation of the power and authority of your Heavenly Father. Understand a new level of forgiveness that will reverse judgments and curses over your life. Plus, you will receive this Father's Blessing prayer card. On one side, it contains the Father's Blessing prayer that God Himself has downloaded to Tony Kemp. Pray it over yourself and over others every day. Your Heavenly Father truly wants His sons and daughters to fulfill their God-given destiny and purpose through receiving all of His blessings and promises. On the other side of this card, Tony declares and decrees over you for God to dispatch His angels to break down every wall the enemy has erected in front of you. Through this powerful prayer for breakthrough, every place you step shall become your possession. Breakthrough angels shall pursue your lost loved ones and bring them into the kingdom. Healing and deliverance will become commonplace. You will begin to triumph over the enemy like never before because of the breakthrough angels the Father will assign to you. Pierce the veil and obtain the Father's blessing and watch the miraculous power and favor of God begin to flow into your life. Don't miss out on getting Tony Kemp's revelatory five-part audio CD series, Piercing the Veil for the Father's Blessing. Plus, as a special bonus, you will receive the Father's Blessing prayer card. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9377. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9377 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
If that encounter that we talked about, the angel breakthrough and going to heaven, wasn't enough, you had this other encounter in heaven and you were told to take notes. Explain. Mm-hmm.
Yes. In 1989, I got caught up to heaven. An angel came. He was about 5'10", white, had chocolate brown hair. I went through the heavens, ended up in the heavenly tabernacle, and I saw the glory of God. And as a result of that, the Father asked me a question. He said, "What do you think made Abraham great?" And of course, in heaven, whatever you think, it's there. And so the first scripture that came to mind, obviously, came out of Genesis and Romans 4. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And the Father says to me, that's true, but then He refers me to Genesis 18, where Abraham commands his children and his household after him to have intimacy to God, with God, and to walk in His ways. And what the Father said, what made Abraham great, was he revealed his intimacy with God, he revealed his faith, and he imparted it and transmitted it to his children and his family. And he told them to follow in his steps.
Now that's got to be the perfect definition of the blessings of Abraham.
Yes.
Being passed on.
Yes.
In fact, it's there's a word, it's called a legacy. Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be wonderful for you to have a legacy of the things you've learned passed on to your children and your children's children and maybe your children's children's children?
Amen. And see, because of the blessing, you had Genesis 26, where Isaac literally sowed in a land in a time of famine and reaped a hundredfold return because of the Heavenly Father's blessing and because of Abraham's blessing. And this blessing, because of the one new man, because of the root, we can enjoy that fruit if we'll hook into the true Hebrew Scriptures, because the Hebrew Scriptures are true and they're for believers today. Jewish person or Gentile, if we hook into that, we can see the Father's blessing through Yeshua.
And you know what? Christians miss it because they say, well, that's the emphasis is on Old Testament. Uh-huh. Jewish people miss it because they say, well, that's the New Testament. We're not supposed to read it. You know, Tony, the most amazing thing as a Jewish believer in Jesus, I've found there's nothing new in the New Testament. Everything in the New Testament, which is predicted would come in the Tanakh, the Jewish Scriptures, it says, "Behold, the days come, I'll make a new covenant, a new testament with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Everything in that New Testament, if you have eyes to see, it's in the Old Testament. Tell me about finances. Mm-hmm. How did the blessings affect our finances?
Well, let me do this with a testimony.
Okay.
Because there was a young man, he was in the projects, and he was classified as mentally challenged. He was on drugs, and he gives his heart to the Lord. He's delivered from drugs. He is healed from mental retardation. He couldn't even read. And not only that, he gets filled with the Spirit. I begin to instruct him, be a spiritual father to him, and I'm bringing the Heavenly Father's blessing into his life. The Spirit of wisdom and revelation comes on him according to Ephesians 1:17, and God begins to give him ideas. This is what the Jewish people have enjoyed for years. I will open up the windows of heaven. In other words, you see out of where you are and you see into what the Father has for you. He gives you these creative ideas on how to prosper. He gets an idea to have a cleaning business, and he cleans businesses. And then the Father speaks to him and says, get your nursing home administrator's license. He takes the state test, the federal test, he passes. He then becomes an administrator. Then he owns the nursing home. Then this multimillionaire sees that everything this young man does seems to prosper.
You know, he sounds like a modern-day Joseph
yes,
to me.
Yes.
That's what happened to Joseph.
Exactly. Because the Father's blessing was on Joseph.
Right.
And so when we come into the Messiah Jesus, the Father's blessing, we begin to see breakthroughs. And so what happens to this young man is he begins to become administrator, executive vice president over a chain of nursing homes, and believe me, they make lots of money, and it's a seven-figure income. And not only that, he trains other people up in the Father's blessing, and they get personal breakthroughs, and they get financial breakthroughs. This is what it's all about.
I think it's time for you to pray whatever God wants you to pray of things you learn from heaven.
Amen. If you remember, in number 6, there's a prayer that's given, an Aaronic blessing, but it's really the Father's blessing. And it's like this. It's like the Father comes down from heaven. He presents himself to you, all that he is, and says, through the Messiah, Yeshua, I will give you access to all that I am, which is provision, it is protection, it is intimacy. It's not just a blessing, it's the fullness of the blessing through the Messiah Jesus. I will present my power, I will present my presence, I will do this for you, your spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, for your marriage, for your family, for your grandchildren, for your ministry. And so right now, what I want to do is I want to pray a prayer over you. We're going to pierce the veil, and we're going to enter into the Father's blessing, and there are going to be breakthroughs for you. And I want you to begin to pray this or some version of this same prayer over yourself and over your family. And if you will do this, amen, like Sid was sharing with me about the word of a prophet, about how the Father wants to bring fruit into your life. And if you will begin to share this truth in your own heart and with your family, you will enter into great fruitfulness because the Father wants to make you fruitful. I want you to bow your head with me. Holy Father, in the name of Yeshua, I know that you are going to release your blessing, and you're releasing your blessing now. You are presenting all that you are to this person, and they are being given access to the great I am. And that's provision, that's protection, that's your presence, that's intimacy, that's your love, your fullness is coming into this person's life. And you are receiving healing. You're being healed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. You're being made whole. In the name of the Yeshua, the Messiah, the Father's blessing is coming upon your marriage and upon your loved ones and upon your finances. And now the angel of breakthrough is being released by the Lord God of the breakthrough. And now every demonic interference is being removed. Those family members will be saved. They will come to know Jesus, the Messiah. They'll be filled with the Spirit. Healing and miracles are being released. The Lord is prospering you in every area of your life and in every area of your personal ministry. It is yours now because the blessing and the breakthrough, it belongs to you. The Father gives it to you now in the name of Jesus.
And remember this, the Father's blessing is the final word. No more nonsense.
Through a series of visions, Tony Kemp ascended into heaven and saw volumes of books in God's heavenly library. Then the revelation of the Father's blessing was downloaded into his spirit. Tony wants to impart to you the Father's Blessing Revelation, which will bring supernatural breakthroughs in your life, in your marriage, in the life of your family, and in the life of your children. Get ready to receive the Father's Blessing.
It's as if the Father lifts you up out of the realm of earth into the realm of heaven, and the resources of heaven are yours.
Call now and get Tony Kemp's revelatory five-part audio CD series, Piercing the Veil for the Father's Blessing. Plus, as a special bonus, you will receive the Father's Blessing prayer card. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9377. Through Tony Kemp's five-part audio CD teaching series, you will understand that the blessings and promises that were given to Israel have been the result of the Father's blessing. Begin to experience an impartation of the power and authority of your Heavenly Father. Understand a new level of forgiveness that will reverse judgments and curses over your life. Plus, you will receive this Father's Blessing prayer card. On one side, it contains the Father's Blessing prayer that God Himself has downloaded to Tony Kemp. Pray it over yourself and over others every day. Your Heavenly Father truly wants His sons and daughters to fulfill their God-given destiny and purpose through receiving all of His blessings and promises. On the other side of this card, Tony declares and decrees over you for God to dispatch His angels to break down every wall the enemy has erected in front of you. Through this powerful prayer for breakthrough, every place you step shall become your possession. Breakthrough angels shall pursue your lost loved ones and bring them into the kingdom. Healing and deliverance will become commonplace. You will begin to triumph over the enemy like never before because of the breakthrough angels the Father will assign to you.
And once you receive this prayer and you pray this prayer over yourself and you pray this prayer over your family, you will literally see one breakthrough after the other, because the Father will release a breakthrough angel who will clear all interference, all dark interference out of the way, and you're going to see one miracle after the other.
Pierce the veil and obtain the Father's blessing and watch the miraculous power and favor of God begin to flow into your life.
You know, percentage-wise, there are so many Jewish people that appear to be really blessed in science, in business, in show business, in all arenas, in Nobel Prizes. And that's because we understand the Father's blessing. But how much more when you pray the Father's blessing in the name of Jesus? If we Jewish people are blessed, wait till the blessing overtakes you. I can't wait for you to get the 5-CD set, Piercing the Veil for the Father's Blessing, and our special prayer card.
Don't miss out on getting Tony Kemp's revelatory five-part audio CD series, Piercing the Veil for the Father's Blessing. Plus, as a special bonus, you will receive the Father's Blessing prayer card. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9377. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9377 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
What if Paul, Peter, John came from heaven to earth and to observe what is going on, and they walked into the average church? They would say, how did what we started 2,000 years ago evolve to this? They would say something like this: oy vey. Oy vey, loosely translated, means oy vey.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide. Thank you.